USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the fifth straight day, India has recorded more than 350,000 new COVID cases as the country's health system nears collapse under the strain. Intensive care units across the nation are operating at full capacity, with many hospitals running dangerously low of oxygen supplies. India recorded 2,800 deaths on Monday, though some believe that deaths are being undercounted. The U.S. is taking steps to try to provide some relief to India, sending tests, ventilators, oxygen, and protective gear. The White House also partially lifted a ban over the weekend that will allow the export of some raw materials needed to produce COVID vaccines. And an effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom has collected enough signatures to put a vote of confidence in the governor on the ballot. That vote will happen by the end of the year, most likely in the fall. More than 1.6 million signatures were verified by the California Secretary of State's office, over 100,000 more than required. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
The reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Monday that the Department of Justice would be opening a probe into the Louisville Police Department. Tim Berg has the story.
The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News,
"This seems to be the one in Louisville, the investigation there, seemed to be predicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I got to tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire, and sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And one state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 60 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. Justice says that the pace of vaccinations for younger residents was not progressing as fast as he would like, so the state came up with a savings bond as a reward. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.